Sure. I listed the action items from the two last council calls. There is an action item from 45004 that Bart Bosman can send a note to Tina Dam asking her to provide the CCNSO Council with input on the current status of the IDN expert working group. This has been done, but I think Bart wanted to say something about it.
Yeah, there is. The expert report is posted for public comments, and that's until the 6th of January, so until tomorrow.
Really?
I will send a link to the... I think we've sent a link before Christmas as well, but I will resend it in case you've missed it.
Okay.
But let me check. But so the expert report is out.
Is there anything major in there?
No, it's on the variants and how they want to, how the implementation team will deal with the variants, and probably this will have an impact on the PDP as well. So we need to have a look at it anyway, and this is something for the JIG to look at as well.
Okay.
And build up on it.
All right.
But I'll resend the link.
Yeah, because I certainly can't. I don't recall seeing it, but that doesn't mean it wasn't there.
Yeah, it's. I thought I did, but maybe I didn't. So I will resend it after the call is finished.
Okay, next one, Gabby.
Next one is 4506. Bart Boswinkle to send out a note to the CCNSO members list with a summary of the road zone scaling report and ask for comments. I don't think this has been done.
No, it hasn't been done. I've completely forgot about it.
Okay, consider yourself reminded.
Yep.
Okay, the next one is from last call, that's 4602. Young and Lee to call for volunteers for the CCNSO wildcard study group. I will do this action, and we were talking about it, and we thought it's better to wait after the break. So I have drafted something, and I will probably send it out this evening. So it's more or less done. I will do it on behalf of Youngham. Next one is 4603. Bart Boswinkle to draft a summary of the strategic and operational planning survey and send it to the council for approval. This has been done. However, I think... still needs to be sent to the board, right?
No, I've done that.
You've done it? Oh, so that one is completed, yeah.
I copied the council on my letter to, what's his name? Peter. At least I think I did, but I will send another copy out in case people haven't got it.
I remember commenting on the draft, so I'm sure you did.
Yes, you did. And I think I certainly sent the draft out in my recollection.
Yeah.
Okay, and the next one is the chair and Bart Boswinkle to send a reply to the professor's suggestion he contact the regional organizations. This is the professor who wanted to conduct a survey on the CCNSO members list, who asked us, Singapore.
Yeah, we did.
You've done that. Okay.
Yeah.
Then I don't see any. Yeah?
This is Youngham. Sorry, I had a hard time getting myself on.
Hi, Youngham.
It's star 7, not star 6.
Oh.
But anyway, As for the wildcards group, I just wanted to clarify that Gabby's going to you were going to do draft something because I saw the action item yesterday and I realized I had not done that, and so I was thinking of doing that after this meeting.
No, Gabby.
I'll do that, Youngham. That's fine.
Okay.
No, and the first step was to get the say the description of the tasks and the purpose of the working group clear before we send out a call for volunteers.
Okay.
And that's been done.
Yes, it has been done.
Right.
So I think that's all the actions that I had any notes on. So.
Excellent. So the next bit is the summary of the voting, which is just a formality, but Gabby, but everything, all those resolutions were passed, were they not?
I think that's...
Yeah.
Okay, that's
you.
Excellent.
Although I have to say it took some time. we have to find out another mechanism to do the voting on by email.
No, we don't. We just have to make sure we reply to our emails.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's something.
I don't think we need another mechanism. I think we just need to make sure we reply. Although, to be fair, and I found it quite confusing, even though I was sending out the emails, but with three different emails with three different resolutions, it was quite complicated, and some people voted twice on one and not on others and so on. So perhaps in future we should, if we've got multiple resolutions, it might be sensible to put them in one email rather than in several, which might make life easier for everybody. Number two, reviews under the affirmation of commitments. Do you want to just start on that, Bart?
Say what was posted on the 26th of December was a document for public comment on the how the reviews will be conducted, and there are, will be some elements in that process which will affect the CCNSO and the CCTLD community at large. Is first of all the selection or the nomination of reviewers. There will be four reviews, and each of them, there will, if you look at the draft, there is room for one CCNSO or CCTLD representative. So there is a mechanism. And secondly, there will be a call for comments on at different stages in each of the review processes. I just wanted, or we've put it on the agenda, so the CCNSO Council is aware of this posting and of the progress with regard to the review. And I don't know whether or not the CCNSO wants to comment on the current review, or the individual CCTLD managers want to comment on the proposed review mechanisms.
Okay, so thanks, Bart. So there's been a couple of things that happened since then. My understanding is that the document, the first review is the accountability and transparency, and that's the one that involves the chair, the ICANN chair, and the GAC chair in being the selectors. All the other ones are the CEO and the GAC chair. There is a... Yanis is intending to send out, presumably in conjunction with Peter, some proposals in respect to the first review, which is the affirmation of, the accountability and transparency review. And Yanis has sent a note out to the chairs of the SOs and ACs, a personal note, starting to start talking about things. And Chuck Gomes, Cheryl, me, Steve Crocker, and a couple of others have had this note from him. It's looking at, it's asking questions. So, for example, would the ACs and SOs prefer to put a slate up to the selectors and have the selectors choose representatives, or would they prefer to simply nominate a person or people, that sort of thing? And that's going to go out, I think, to everybody for comment shortly. Interestingly, Yanis's starting point as chair of the GAC is that the Transparency and Accountability Review Team, which in the draft that's been published, I think is suggested to be a small group of nine or something like that. His suggestion is that should be one-third government and two-third non-government. And I've gone back to him and said, well, I'm curious as to why you would imagine that it would be anything other than equally across all of the SOs and ACs, because it seems to me that there's nothing in any of the documentation to suggest that government involvement should be any greater than anybody else's. my personal view, and we'll deal with this when it gets sent out for comment, but my personal view is that that we would probably be best served by making our choice of representatives on the review team, rather than simply calling for volunteers and then having the selectors, i.e. Peter and Yanis, make a decision from that group of volunteers. I don't know what anybody else thinks, but that was just my personal opinion.
Chris, could I just ask a question just so I'm clear on what you're saying? So in the draft proposal, which admittedly I've only skim read, but I focused on page 18, figure 5, which was the suggested composition of the review teams.
Mm-hmm.
So you're saying that for the first one, something different than that in this document is being proposed?
Well,
Yanis?
In this personal email from Yanis, he stressed in it that it was a personal email to the chair.
Okay.
And in fact, he hadn't even sent a copy to Peter. He thought that the projected size was probably a little small, but that irrespective of the size, we could discuss proportions, and that one of the key proportions in his mind was government / non-government. My response, as I said, was, well, that makes no sense to me whatsoever. If you're going to do it, you do it SOs and ACs equally.
I'm just surprised that there'd be another proposal to that.
Well, that's
already
right.
been
that's right.
in this
right.
proposal. I mean, I've skim read this document, and actually I thought as an outline, as a starting point, it was actually quite good. I just had a query on the concept of joint representation on some of them.
Well, he's raised that as well. That was another point that he raised, would there be any ACs or SOs that would not be interested in taking part at all? And I suppose to a degree that depends on which review you're talking about.
Yeah.
But certainly in respect to transparency and accountability, I would imagine that everybody would want to take part. Secondly, one imagines that there would only be an issue with joint representation, with a requirement for joint representation, if one were to start with a limit of numbers, and that limit of numbers didn't cope with the equal representation for all of the ACs and SOs.
We're on the same page, Chris. I mean, I was particularly surprised to see that somehow there would be joint representation of the GNSO, CCNSO, ASO and ALAC on security, stability and resiliency, which to me just seems bizarre, that we, all of us, would have a strong interest in that area.
Mm.
Okay.
I agree, and I think we should be commenting on it. Like all of these things, it's quite hard to come to a consensus comment, but there's a lot to be said for a weight of comments. I'm going to ask Paul Schindler from my office to put together some comments for us, and that will certainly include a comment about representation. And that if you're going to do this properly, then you can't do it in any other way than slicing it up amongst the ACs and SOs, because they each have their own different perspective. Chuck Gomes made a very, very. I mean, he wasn't making this point specifically for making it, but said he could see that some people in the GNSO might argue that they should have a greater representation in respect to some areas, because quite clearly, for example, he would say that the WHOIS review is clearly global WHOIS in the sense of GTLD WHOIS, and therefore perhaps they should have a higher level of representation. But fundamentally, you know, this is supposed to be a pan-organisational review, and therefore everybody should be represented, it seems to me.
Okay.
So, Bart, when's the closing date for the comments on the current document?
I thought it was the 31st of January.
Yeah, that sounds about right. So, I'll make sure that we get something, and then if others were prepared to send in some comments, even if they're only brief and very point specific, that would be very helpful. I mean, I'm happy to try and put a CCNSO document together if it's if it's considered to be useful. Maybe the way to do it is for me to get Paul to do something for me and then send it out to the body and see what you think.
I mean, Chris, I think that would be helpful. I mean, we were intending to spend some time doing the strategic plan comments, but we just haven't got the resource to do that and the affirmation review comments. Perhaps it's easier to support somebody else's.
All right. Well, I'll ask him to do that. In fact, I shall now make myself a note to do that so that I don't forget. And I'll ask him to do that, and then I'll get it sent out to everybody so that you can have a look and see what you think. And then perhaps even the worst-case scenario is those that are happy to sign up to it can sign up to it, and others who aren't don't have to. So we'll do that. Okay, excellent. Is there anything else on that point, Bart?
Nope. Just I think it's been addressed now. It's on the radar screen.
Okay, excellent. What's next, Gabby?
1500 Council Workshop, Nairobi.
Ah, yes. And what's that about? I mean, yes, but what do we need to discuss?
Well, I guess, first of all, we should discuss whether the people want to have any workshop there and what we should talk about, perhaps.
I thought we'd already decided we were going to have one. Have I missed something?
Yeah, Chris, wasn't the idea reviewing what we discussed as a work plan in, I forget where we were, was it Delhi? And seeing what we'd done of that and what we wanted to tweak and add or whatever going forward.
Yes,
and also talking about ways of working now that the CCNSO is becoming much bigger.
I agree. I think that's right. I think obviously a review of where we're at is important and what we haven't done that we should do. Secondly, ways of working, I agree with that. Thirdly, from my point of view, I would like to spend a bit of time discussing some succession planning and things like that, because I think that's really important. So I think we should do it.
Sunday in the morning, because we can only have half day because we have many working group meetings in the office.
Well, I think we can nail it in half a day, maybe before half a day. So can we organise that? And Gabby, would you send a note to Patrick and check if he's going to be around?
Yeah.
Excellent. Okay, good.
Chris, can we have this NOMCOM thing then on during that time? So we had a request from the NOMCOM to speak to the council for 15 minutes without... The NOMCOM.
Yeah, I think Wolfgang. I'm happy to have Wolfgang come and talk to us, but I'm not convinced that Wolfgang should be coming to talk to the council. He really ought to come and talk to the members. Let me send him a note and ask him why he thinks he wants to talk to the council. I think he probably just doesn't understand. And then we'll work something out. All right.
Okay.
So everyone else, just in case you're clear, that normally what happens is that the chair of the NOMCOM comes and does a little chat to the members' meeting at the beginning of each year, and true to form, that's what Wolfgang wants to do, which is fine, but he seems to think that he should be talking to the council, whereas actually really what he should be doing is talking to the members, because that's the wider pool of people who will hopefully find nominees for the NOMCOM positions. Gabby, meeting agenda for Nairobi.
Well, that's more or less just so everyone is aware that there's already a draft agenda out. The link is there, and you will see it's posted in a new way, so we can include documents with hyperlinks and so on. It's been asked for by members. So, I don't know, Andre, do you want to say anything about the agenda?
I think there will be a few changes in the next meeting. I hope those changes will be more improvements than anything else. You mentioned the HTML agenda. We will have a link to the related documents so that people can find the other related information related to the topic. We will have a presentation laptop in place, so we will save some time. Because in previous meeting we were losing time setting up presenters' computers, and you can look at the agenda, and if you see some problem, please let us know. We publish it very early for this meeting, so I think everybody can prepare or think about the agenda in advance. But
yeah,
that's all probably.
It's pretty full. Well, actually, it's beyond pretty full. It's full. So we need to make sure that we stick to it and we don't... I mean, there might be emergencies, but if, assuming there are no emergencies, then we really shouldn't be adding to it at this stage unless anyone has any major problems with it.
Excuse me?
Yes, Andrew.
I can barely hear. Can you speak a little bit louder, please?
I'll do my best. Hold on a second. I'll adjust my microphone. Is that better?
A little bit, yeah, I think.
Well, hopefully. That's the best I can do. Gabby, I've had a note from Yanis about the joint GAC session with a suggested list of items for discussion. I'll get that across to Keith and I'll get that sent out to everybody. But Yanis was working on the basis of a slightly longer session than the one that we've currently got in the agenda. So I'll have a chat with him about that and we'll deal with the timings that we have. Other than that, I'm quite comfortable. Does anybody else have any comments on the agenda?
Chris, this is Youngham.
Yes, Youngham.
I just wanted to reiterate what Andres just said about making announcements as to to the members to see if they have anything, any major agenda they would like to have added well in advance of the meeting so that the members will be able to hear that they can.
Oh,
yeah. Okay, okay, you get what I mean.
No, I agree, absolutely. Have we sent this out to the members? Sorry, Yana.
Yeah, and also as for the GAC, are we going to have a joint meeting with the GAC this time?
It's in the agenda.
Oh, it was. Okay, sorry. Okay, thanks.
Yep, it's there. It's there on Tuesday afternoon after lunch.
Okay.
I just wanted to say that everyone has the chance to submit their ideas to what they want to have on the agenda straight after the previous meeting when we ask it in the survey, because we always ask for suggestions in the surveys that we do, and we have actually picked that up and we have implemented it already, so there is already a mechanism for that.
Yes, I think it's what usually happens or has happened in the past is that people have left it to the last minute to say, oh, I'd like to talk about X. And we really are getting beyond that point now because we have so much stuff that we need to get through that we don't have as much flexibility as we used to have. So I think people need to be aware of the fact that they need to get their ideas and comments on the agenda in quickly so that we're not left at the last minute with trying to stuff things in.
Absolutely. I think the other thing, Chris, was that people need to make the decision whether they want to come or not on the basis of what's on the agenda quite early as well.
Yes,
so,
I agree with that. I mean, I would like, one of the things I'd like to do, and I think would be quite useful to do in our discussions on the Sunday morning in our workshop, is one of the things that we'll obviously talk about is the way the meetings are running and how we use our time. So we'll be able to have a discussion on that on the Sunday morning as well, I think. Not that I think there's a problem as such, but there is just a huge amount of stuff to fit in, and it's getting more and more difficult as more and more things come along. Okay. I've now lost the agenda. Here we are. Okay, Incident Response Working Group, Bart.
As most of you are aware, Norm Ritchie has stepped down. The working group has nominated a new candidate who needs to be approved by the council, according to its charter. The new candidate is Jörg Schweiger from DNEC, and he's on the executive board of DNEC. And yeah, it's up to you.
Well, thanks, Bart.
Yeah. Whether or not you approve his he being the chair. He's currently acting as interim chair.
Right, and it's obviously indicated his willingness to do it.
Yes.
Excellent. Well, does anyone have any objections? Good. All right, well, in that case, Bart, we can assume that resolution, as suggested in the agenda, is passed, and please would you let Jorg know that...
I will let him know.
Now, are they going to be doing anything at the meeting?
Chris?
Yeah.
Do we need any secondment and suggestions for this?
Sorry?
Proposal and secondment.
Proposal, sorry, and secondment.
Well, if you want it as a formal resolution, then yes, you can have it as a formal resolution. That's not a problem. Who'd like to propose it? Don't all rush.
I'll propose the resolution that was in the original calling thing,
Leslie.
which was thanking Norm for his work as well.
Yes, indeed it does. So it says the council appoints Jörg Schweiger as chair of the Incident Response Planning Working Group and thanks Norm Richard for his work and leadership on the working group. So, proposed by Leslie, seconded by...
Hero.
Hero, thank you. Now, does anybody object? Good. Thank you. So what I was saying, Gabby, was they've got a session at the on the agenda in Nairobi, have they?
Yes, they do.
Thank you, Bart.
I know.
So does he know that? And he knows.
Yeah, he knows. And you are aware of it. In the background, there has been done some work, so the working group was not on hold during this period.
Okay, thanks, Bob. All right, well, 5.2 is the wildcard study group. I guess we've kind of dealt with it, haven't we? Unless, Youngham, did you have anything that you wanted to say?
Nope.
Okay, so we've dealt with that because we're going to make a call, and that'll go out in a few days, Gabby, will it?
Probably tonight. I just need to post the charter or whatever you call it, and then I can post it.
Okay, can I ask a question then? Given that this working group will hopefully be formed over, let's say, the next few weeks, it's got a session slated in the agenda for 45 minutes on the Tuesday. Do we know what we're going to do there? I mean, we've already had Steve come and talk to us about wildcards generally and why they think it's a problem. Is the working group itself going to have done anything in that time, do you think, to make it worthwhile having that session?
Did you ask me or Youngham?
Youngham.
Oh, sorry. Okay.
Right. I don't think we are going to be needing that much time, but we will probably at least have a list of questions that we would like to ask and try to come up with a mechanism for gathering.
So do you want a session with Steve Crocker there?
Actually, I don't think we would need one at this time.
Okay, so is it more going to be a reporting session for the study group to tell us that this is what they've done so far, here are some questions, here's something to think about? Is that more to the point?
Mm-hmm.
Chris Youngham, one of the basic ideas was to invite other CCTODs who are using wildcards as well.
Yeah, I think this session was not primarily for the wildcard study group, to be honest. I think it was more for Steve and Ram, and it was just for a discussion.
Well,
and invite other CCTODs, like the Korean CCTOD, who provided an overview why they were using it, and maybe some others as well.
That seems to me to be a more useful use of the time. Whether you invite Steve to come along to listen is fine, but... I'm just wondering whether we should make the session more of an information session and see who's coming. I mean, Youngham, you'll be there. I don't know whether Joel Dasini will be there. Who else? Who else does wildcards? .nu, AI, a few others. So it might be worth seeing if we can turn that into a session, perhaps slightly shorter session, where we talk about the experiences of those who actually use them. Does that make sense, Yang? Okay.
Makes a lot of sense, yes.
Gabby, can you see if you can find out who on the list of those who use, quote, wildcards, unquote, is going to be there and is prepared to give a short presentation?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Just for information, Steve Crocker and Ram Mohan already know that they have scheduled in this session in their diaries.
Sure. They're welcome to be there. In fact, I think it would be wonderful if they were there, but they don't need to do any presentations because they've done that already.
Yeah.
Okay. 5-3, SOP, Byron.
Well, in terms of an update, we've heard already that you sent the letter to the board, so that's good. Mm-hmm. And I believe Bart actually this morning sent out the document that the SOP working group put together on behalf for the community in terms of providing a brief, an outline, and some suggestions for the five key areas of interest for the CC community. So that was a fundamental task for the working group, and it is now out in the wild as of this morning, with a reminder that all comments and submissions from us have to be into ICANN by January 21st. So I would encourage everybody on the council, certainly, to read the document and to make their submissions for January 21st and ideally act as ambassadors for the working group and to try to spread the word to the people in the community that you're in regular contact with. So in terms of the major deliverables on the plate right now, they have both been executed on.
Excellent. Thank you. Byron, anyone? Any comments on that? Okay. 21st of January, so it's not a lot of time, but most of the work's already been done, really.
Yeah, and I would just, you know, reiterate when you're talking to folks in the community, if it is important to all of us, so just remind them, and comments don't have to be large, but make their ideas known to the process.
Mm. Okay, that brings us to delegation and redelegation working group. We have a call on Thursday. We have a document that's gone out to the working group on the first tranche of our work, which is the which is delegation itself, and hopefully we'll be able to make some progress on the call on Thursday. Our issues as a working group are mainly at the moment logistical ones. You probably won't be surprised to hear that a lot of time has been spent up until now talking about who holds the pen, and why some documents are done the way they're done, and so on and so forth. But I think we may have got over that. Hopefully, we've got over that hump now, and on Thursday we'll be able to start talking about the document itself, which, in respect to delegation, isn't really shouldn't really be all that hard. Hopefully. And we have a number of calls scheduled between now and Nairobi, and we have a session in Nairobi, don't we, Bart, I think?
Yes. It's both of the working group itself and one of the, and a session at the CC NZO meeting.
Yeah, so we've got an information session. Now, is it right, Bart, that we hope to have a delegation discussion document published prior to Nairobi?
Yes, that's the intention.
Yeah. Okay. So that's where we are, and it's a slow road, but then we always knew it would be. and if it takes a long time, it takes a long time. It should be a very interesting session in Nairobi. Does anyone have any questions on the delegation and redelegation stuff? Good. Next, we have liaison updates. Ron, do you have anything? Ron?
Has everybody received the written report?
Yes, thanks, Ron.
When did you send that out, Ron?
I sent it out on behalf
of Ron, I think.
Oh, that's bizarre.
I sent it to Gabby. Gabby sent it out.
When?
Is it yesterday or?
This morning my time, so I'm not sure. This afternoon your time, Chris.
No, sorry, sorry. No, I'm being stupid. I've got it. Not only have I got it, but I've even looked at it. There you go.
Wow.
That's right. Yep. ALAC comments on the IDN, TLD implementation, etc. Sorry, thank you, Ron. Is there anything you particularly wanted to stress?
Well, if you've read it, the first item, the ALAC, I sent this out earlier. I sent it out actually the day it happened, which was earlier in December, and I sent it out again yesterday. But ALAC thanked the CCNSO for the opportunity to provide feedback to its considerations, and they proposed 7 questions for the CCNSO IDN PDP Working Group 1 consideration.
Yep.
That file is attached. Who would respond to that?
Well, it'll be basically the PDP Working Group through BART is the answer to that question.
Yeah. It's going to be part of the consolidated overview, and it's up to the working group whether or not to include the questions and remarks. So the consolidated overview, I've nearly finished. I stopped just before Christmas, and then I didn't have the nerve to get back here during Christmas.
We will.
I think the nerve.
No, but it will be, as other comments, it will be taken into consideration, and what will happen is the comments will be there, and there will be a consideration of the comment, whether or not it will be included. So the ALAC will be clear what will happen to their comments.
That's right. And Ron, I mean, just looking at the document, the vast majority of these issues are on the table already. The wording differs slightly from perhaps the way that it's currently being put in the documentation, but there's nothing in there that I think we would think shouldn't be considered. It may be worded in a slightly different way, but fundamentally, I think they're all on point and they're all very relevant. It's just a question of how they end up being worded in the final document. So that's very useful,
okay.
And thank you very much indeed for that.
All right, so I can report back exactly what you've just told me here.
You're very well.
Rudy's online as well, so we will both be able to explain what the situation is.
Excellent.
The next item, I've got to move back here. The WIPO copyright treaty, the attachment that I sent to you came from Rudy. And it was for your interest. There is nothing, I think, that we need to do with that. Item number 3, there is the attached Word document there. ALAC offered comments on the 3 character requirements. There was a request from the ALAC last teleconference meeting to CCTLD asking if there was any common ground on those comments. What they would like is if CCNSO has a position that is equal to theirs, they felt that sure. You know, both parties could use it as some sort of support.
Yeah, and this flows, doesn't it, from the current expert's report, which is out for comment?
Yes.
Okay. Fine. Well, all we can do is basically look at it in some detail and see what individual theses want to make comments. But I think, I think our position has been made fairly clear during the discussions that. From the CC point of view, the concept of limiting characters in scripts which don't lend themselves to the description of a character makes little or no sense. But we can all make individual comments on that to the document.
When and how would that take place?
I think that the C's will, in this particular instance, you're going to find that it will be individual CCs that make comments rather than the CCNSO making a comment run.
Okay.
Yeah, on the basis of dividing up the time that we all have, there are those CCs for whom this expert's report and the three character requirement and variant management stuff is incredibly important, and then there are those for whom it's less so, and therefore they will tend to spend their time doing other things, I think. And that's just a fact of life. So I think all we can really hope for is that individual CCs will make their comments. Okay.
All right. Yep, and there is number four is the outstanding. The November meeting was cancelled. The last meeting was cancelled, and there was an outstanding item. Remember, at Seoul there was a discussion about the ALEC and CCNSO joint outreach program. The possibilities were discussed of a survey asking CCs if they're currently involved in any outreach project in general that involves public education about ICANN and CCTLDs, and any relationship with an accredited ALS in particular. The ALAC would very much like to be able to poll, if you will, the CCs. Is there any objection to by the Council to the ALAC and the CCNSO doing a joint outreach, a working group? We have already formed the working group, but is there any objection to us devising a simple survey to about outreach to the CCs? Or is there, I've got item B here, is there an imminent survey of any kind that's anticipated that would be suitable for us to add two or three additional questions related to the outreach project?
Sure. Does anyone want to ask, does anyone want to say anything about that question at this stage? No. Okay. Ron, I think this is one of those things that it's kind of the same as the previous point, only slightly different in as much as it probably doesn't sit particularly high on the agenda for most CCs. That's not to say that asking those sorts of questions are not necessarily a good idea, but it's not something that is currently exciting a significant degree of interest. It occurs to me that it might be sensible for there to be a I need to think this through a bit more, but it strikes me that maybe one way of doing it would be for the ALAC to make a formal proposal to the CCNSO suggesting that this happen and let us discuss it. I don't really know any other way forward, simply because I'm not getting any. There's not a deal of buy-in at the moment from the CCs to do something like this.
All right. Can we consider that, this request as a formal request?
Well, no, hold on a sec. I think you're going to need to do a bit more work if you're going to do that. Can I just ask my...
Well, what we're requesting here, Chris, is there any objection by the council to the working group devising a simple survey? Does the CCNSO council object to the outreach working group producing a draft survey for your approval? Let's put it that way.
Ron, could I interject with just a question, really? Is the purpose of the survey to get some kind of statistical output, or have the working group considered engaging with CCs who are particularly active in this area with a view to producing some best practice? I just wondered what the kind of end goal was.
First of all, we don't know how many CCs are actually participating. I imagine that there could be quite a few. They already do this, because when I talk to people about it, they say we do it.
Understood. So
what I'd like to know is how many people are doing it and whether they would...
In order to what?
Whether the ALAC is representing the everyday person through a system which allows members of at-large structures to know about, learn about, and perhaps participate better in the work of ICANN.
Absolutely. Sorry, Ron, I'm really familiar with that. I'm just trying to understand, is the overall intent to produce some statistical information that says, you know, this is working well, or is it with a view to saying that there's a gap, or is it with a view to increasing CC engagement with the regional organisations, for example, by sharing what's going on in other regional organisations? I'm sorry, maybe I've missed something. I'm just not very clear what the overall direction of travel is.
The overall direction is to find out if this is happening, we believe it is, and to what extent it's happening, and what the results have been, whether positive or negative, and based on that feedback, to determine whether we could perhaps expand it if it's worthwhile.
So, Ron, is it
that's the relation? That's the relationship between the CCs and the AOSs.
So,
right. Thank
you. The starting point for this then effectively is actually a survey of CCs, isn't it?
That's correct.
So what you want is the ALAC wants to send out a survey to CCTLD managers to ask them a series of questions.
Yes, a very simple survey. Are you doing it? Is it successful? If not, why not? Or something like that.
I have a question.
Objection to that? Yes.
Okay, there's
Eric.
Who is that? Eric. Hi, Eric.
Hi, good morning. The survey will be public. The results will be public only for ALAC, because at this moment the regional organization, we are working in a global survey with all the CCTLDs, and in theory the results is only for the CCTLD members. A lot of CCTLDs have a lot of problem to share information public. Don't have problem to share between peers in CCTLDs, but with other
Eric,
people.
What you mean, don't you, is it anonymous rather than is it public?
Yes, but the results... the question is not only about who is anonymous or not, is the results will be public or not.
Okay, that's a very valid point. It's one that we've considered, and that was why we would limit questions to be certainly in the case of anyone that wanted to remain anonymous. But to find out just who would respond. If there are, and I know there have been surveys amongst CCs, and there were proposed surveys, that were designed based on the fact that people do not want to share really sensitive information. But a simple question, you know, do you have an outreach program and has it benefited you? And if so, how does it work? Is not really sensitive information, I would think. It isn't as though, you know, to start with, if it was sent to all CCs and only 20% of them responded, it would still bring some valuable information. And if we could ask, if one of the questions would be, would you be prepared to share with us the results and benefits, if any, or non-benefits, if any? That we haven't produced the survey questions because we didn't know whether there would be an immediate objection to any kind of outreach survey. But yes, all of those would be taken into account, and if the council does not object, the working group would like to devise a simple survey about outreach for the support or rejection of the council, possibly. It could be something that would lead to a greater knowledge for all of us, and that it could, everyone with, that we've spoken to so far that says, yes, we've got an outreach program, seems quite proud of it. I haven't had anyone say, we're not going to tell you, or mind your own business, or anything like that. And that rather surprised me, because I didn't know how many outreach programs there were, and it's not something that's being published.
Sure. Can I suggest that... that maybe the way to deal with this would be that if your working group would like to draft something, it would be a lot easier for us to respond to it by saying yes, we're happy with it, or no, we're not, and here's why, or whatever, than it is for us to deal with something that's currently just sort of sitting there in conceptual form. Do other people think that's an okay way of moving forward?
I agree with you, Chris. I mean, maybe we're saying there aren't objections to this in principle, but it's kind of difficult to know what it is we're chewing over without actually seeing the proposal, from my point of view.
Okay.
Yeah. I think that's probably right, you know?
Can we come back to the council at the next meeting with a proposed survey or proposed survey content for the council's comment?
Absolutely. Of course can. No problem at all.
Okay. That's all.
Hi, Rob. This is Peter. Can I suggest that you also take into account in your questions the composition of the board or the structure of the organization, since quite often the representation through the board will, in some cases, probably replace a more formal or informal outreach structure, where the board composition would also include members from ISOC, for instance, or other parts of the internet communities.
Members of which board?
What Peter's this saying, Ron, is that some CCTLDs have boards that are structured in a specific way to ensure that there is input from the community.
Right.
And that therefore it's not necessarily just a case of outreach in the sense of the organization itself, but that outreach is accomplished in many different ways, one of which is that, to take Peter's example, your board includes representatives of consumer organizations, ISOC, and so on.
I see. Yes. Yeah, that's an excellent point. Okay.
I mean, that is what you were saying.
Thank you. Any other suggestions? We'd really like to get a feeling for the way the members of the council feel on this. What we would like to do is to try and produce a survey that doesn't make anyone feel as though we're prying into the sensitive, trying to obtain sensitive information about CCs. And all board members are CCs anyway, so any suggestions would be delighted to have.
I think if you start with a draft, you'll get a much more meaningful response. because people will be able to focus on much more clearly on what it is that you're trying to achieve, and will be able to respond in a much more constructive way because they've got a draft in front of them that they can work from. Is that okay?
Yes, that's terrific. That's exactly what we're looking for.
Lovely, marvelous.
Can I just ask Rudy? He's on, and he is with me on this working group. So, have I missed anything, Rudy, or are you satisfied with this response?
Yes, Jerome. This is what at the end I expected. Having some input on how CCLDs are looking towards an outreach program like we want to do, and the comment of Pete is a very interesting one indeed. To know if there is already an integration in the CCLD board of civil society. That's quite interesting. Yes.
Splendid.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Ron. Thanks, Rudy. Do we have a GNSO report? No. Okay. That brings us to item number 7, which is any other business. Is there any other business?
I had a question, Chris.
Yes, Leslie.
There have been a number of concerns about security from the Nairobi meeting.
Yes.
And I just wondered if maybe we could formally ask ICANN for a recap on what measures are being put in place, particularly as the conference venue is that the hotels are walking distance, but that the hotel and conference venue isn't combined, as I understand it. And I've had a number of staff who were scheduled to go to Nairobi concerned about the risks of that and the travel from the airport, etc.
Okay. Yes, you're right. The hotels are not immediately at the venue. The main ones are close by, like one block close. And there's a couple that are sort of two blocks. The hotel that I'm booked into, the name of which I cannot remember, is one of the ones that's not absolutely close, and I'm going to organise hotel cars for that. But I will send a note tomorrow to Nick Tomazzo and ask him. The conversation that I had with him in Seoul indicated that their advice from the American government was that it would be fine, but that they were putting in some things in place to try and ensure everyone was comfortable. So I will send a note to him tomorrow asking him that question, and I'll send the response out to everybody as soon as I get it.
Thank you very much.
Not a problem.
Chris, this is Peter. Is it absurd to maybe suggest to ICANN to start organizing meetings in places where people generally feel safe? I mean, we have about 2 meetings a year in places where there is always concerns about security. It's ridiculous.
No, I accept that. I agree, but I'm not sure quite what one can do. I mean, because safety is in the eye of the beholder, isn't it? Or security rather than in the eye of the beholder. I mean, you know, the Australian government, the Department of Foreign Affairs, has had a security warning in place on Bali for the last 2 years, and frankly, most Australians ignore it because it doesn't seem to be an issue. But I take your point. I don't know what the answer to that is. I mean, it's hard, isn't it? I mean,
Maybe it's making security issues one of the meeting criteria for assessment of the choices.
Well, it always has been in the meeting criteria.
Yeah.
In fact, it was very high up at one point, and I was surprised we went to Egypt after they had all those riots.
Well, but they do have a liaison with the with the various American departments that deal with this sort of thing, and they do talk to them. And I was told that that I kind of been advised by the FBI and the CIA that there was no issue in Kenya. But that doesn't mean anything really.
No. I guess my point of view comes particularly from having a number of quite young female employees. I'm not saying you're more likely to be attacked, but as an employer, you know, I've got to give them a safe place of work, etc.
Sure. Tell them they're not important enough to be kidnapped.
Well, they're probably pretty enough to be kidnapped, I'll see. There's some trouble. Yeah, it is a concern, I have to say.
Yeah, no, I accept that, and it's something which I've had some conversations about, and I don't know that there's much we can do other than to ask the question and see what response we get. I mean,
yeah,
you know, it could be London, it could be Brussels, it could be, you know, who knows? But I agree. I suppose what we're really talking about is not security from the point of view of there being some sort of an attack, but more security from the general day-to-day on the ground type of security is really what we're talking about, isn't it?
Yep.
And I think that is an issue that we need to that probably should be looked at, especially in an environment where we cannot be hermetically sealed into a combined hotel and convention centre.
That was my point. Yeah.
Which is certainly the case in Nairobi. All right, well, I've made a note. I will do that.
Chris, may I just ask, did everybody receive the email from ICANN Constituency Travel subject Nairobi security measures?
No, they would only have done that, Ron, if they were actually being funded by ICANN.
Well, can I send this to you all? Because it's a Word document that discusses in detail the security measures taken and what they are and why.
Sure.
And so on.
That would be very helpful, thank you.
I'll send it to Gabby right now.
Thanks, Ron, that's great. And I will still send a note to Nick Tomaso and ask him the question.
Okay.
Do we have anything else?
I have something, Chris. Very short.
Yes, Gabby.
Before the break, as you might have noticed, we opened this shared resources page where we list shared resources, and I have had pretty much positive feedback about that. The problem is only to receive, to receive stuff to it. We have had loads of contributions from Europe. It would be great to have some contributions from outside Europe. So I just really wanted to ask you to have a look in your registries. Whatever you could contribute with, it can be policy papers or software, whatever. You can just go to the CCNSO website and click on the resources tab, and you can see what kind of stuff there.
Yeah,
it's still under. I'm still building it, so I need your help.
It's great, Gabby, and Australia is working on its contribution for you, so you'll have at least one that's not from yours.
I have to thank the Czech Republic. Thank you, Andre. You were really great in helping me with this. So. But it would be great if some other councillors from other regions could help contributing to.
I have one. Thanks, Gabby. Anyone else? Okay, I have one more item, which is really I don't actually know who knows this, but some of you may not. But the reason why Paulos has been absent from meetings for a while is because his daughter died in the end of November. She was a student at a university in Malawi, and we don't know what happened, but just that she passed away on the 29th of November. So if you find yourself in contact with Paulos, do send him some kind words. He's having a pretty tough time right now, as I'm sure you'd understand, and that's why he hasn't been around. Okay, on that note...
if there was an incident or if she had an illness?
I don't know anything at all, Dottie.
Is there a way to find out?
She was at the University of Malawi, and she was doing a master's program, and she was think she was 23, I think.
Yeah, something around that, yeah.
23, and, yeah, so I don't know. I mean, I've sent a note to Paola, obviously, but...
Chris, I wasn't aware. Do we have an address to which we could send a card or something?
Sure. I don't have... I've got an email address, obviously, but I don't have anything else. Gabby, do we have anything else for Paola apart from his email address?
I would check, because I might have something. If not, I'll ask Paola.
Yeah, his email is, and I'm not going to send this out.
I've got his email, yeah.
You've got his email, yes. It's palos@sdmp.org.mw. Yeah, so I'm sure he would appreciate any words that his peers could send him. All right. Thanks, everybody. Leslie... I just need to talk to you about one thing. Can I give you a quick call?
Yes, by all means.
It'll take literally 3 minutes.
Okay.
Okay,
all right.
I'll give you a call in a second. Thanks very much indeed, everybody.
Okay.
Thanks, everyone.
Goodbye, everyone.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.